afternoon, everyone. Here we are looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2025. We're in the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre in the lower ground floor area of the Gawler Civic Centre, a beautiful building and well worth visiting. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's good to be here. And in the background, we have volunteers, Jill and Les and Julie, who are might make an occasional sound of typing or cheering or whatever volunteers happen to do. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Open column, danger of the Gawler West Bridge. Sir, permit me, Mr. Editor, through your columns to draw the attention to the councillors of Gawler to the danger of the Gawler West Bridge by night on account of there being no lights on or near the bridge. Coming from Gawler West a few days ago and having to cross the bridge, I was quite astonished at the danger which showed itself. Being a dark night, I could not see the bridge, and whilst groping my way, my poor body came into contact with a post adjoining the bridge. And if I had stepped about a foot further out, I would soon have found myself rolling down the back of the river into a watery grave.
I think that's hard to imagine now, is how dark towns were.
Yes.
Without street lighting.
Which is the Gawler West Bridge?
I'm
is
not that, sure.
Is that Winkles or which is Gawler West Bridge?
Gawler West Bridge, as far as I know, is the one near the elderly centre, if you're talking Morking Bridge.
Oh, the elderly centre one. Mm. Was that there 100 years ago?
There was a swing bridge there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it could be referring to the swing bridge.
Mm. Oh, right. Mm. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Swing bridge near the elderly centre. Oh, there you go.
In fact, there was two swing bridges, one on either side, so where the footpath goes across Goose Island.
Because it was like a bend in the river, so they'd have to have two bridges, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. There's photos of one of them going through the branch of a tree, being supported by a gum tree. Yeah. And I think one of them was washed away in the 1950s, flood in the 1950s. Yeah. So the swing bridges. When I first came to Gawler, I was crossing over Goose Island and old guy was saying, oh, I remember when there was a swing bridge here.
Yes. We had a swing bridge up across the river lighted because we owned the old Lower Light schoolhouse for a while, and there was a swing bridge there which went through a tree. When we bought it in 93, you could actually walk across it, but over the years it got vandalised and broken down, and so I think the cables are still there, but the bridge is gone.
Must have been quite scary. And people would wait, kids would wait till the people midway and then they'd rock the bridge because they would rock.
And we've got photos of us walking across them and that my nieces as little tackers. Let's find them one day.
Quite fascinated by the swing bridges because when he told me about it, I couldn't picture it. I didn't really, I think, fully believe that these insane crazy bridges existed. And then when I was researching Gawler in the 1950s and found out about them being washed away in the flood.
They were really interesting. Cheap and they were strong, and they meant that people like with lower light, I know for sure, that meant that kids from, you know, up to 5 miles around could actually get to the school from both sides of the river. Mm. So it serviced quite a large area, and the schools were strategically placed so that the children could get there.
Bridge building is an expensive exercise.
Yeah, and that's why they were done with just four cables. So two cables, or maybe three to carry the footing, and then two cables on either side.
And I think they often did use trees to support them going through the branches of trees and whatever they could. So 100 years ago, Girl Guides Association. An interesting ceremony took place at the Congregational Hall on Tuesday evening, June the 2nd, when Miss Ralph, Honourable State Secretary of the Girl Guides Association, came to Gawler for the purpose of enrolling the first Gawler troop. A short musical and elocutionary programme was followed by the prospective guides, and then Mrs. Willett Bevan, who occupied the chair, introduced and welcomed Miss Ralph. The girls formed a horseshoe and one by one stepped forward, saluted the flag, went through the guide ritual, received their badges and became fully enrolled guides.
Wow, such a ceremony.
Yes. They were very fond of ceremony back in that era.
I mean, even when I was in rural youth, we always had to, at the start of every meeting, we had to recite our little rural youth slogan.
When I started primary school, every morning we'd stand out in... It was always outside, rain, hail or shine, in Ballarat. Mm. I imagine it was pretty... Mm. It got pretty
and
red.
You had to salute the flag. I'm Australian, I love my country, I honour flag, I salute her queen, I promise to obey her laws, or something like that.
Yes, I don't remember the wording, but it was something like that.
It sort of went out of favour. 50 years ago, easy life for Charlie. Meet little Charlie, a rejected lion cub who has been adopted. It says lion club. Oh, my goodness, I'll go back again. Mm-hmm. Meet little Charlie, a rejected lion cub who has been adopted by Mr. and Mrs. David Bowes of Two Wells. Mr. Bowes, who is the manager of the Bullens Lion Park on the Middle Beach Road at Two Wells, said little Charlie was rejected by his mother soon after he was born at the park. At the present time, he sleeps in their house and is bottle-fed, Mr. Bowes said. Little Charlie was named after his father, Big Charlie, who was killed recently in a mating fight with another lion. Oh, my goodness. We used to live about 4 kilometres south of the lion park, and we'd actually hear the lions roaring at feed time, and we'd joke about, you know, poms on bicycles and politically incorrect things like that. But, yeah, it was very close. I never went to it.
Justin went to it when he was a boy. Remembers it. There was such a craze in the 70s. There were suddenly these lion parks springing up everywhere. And there's a lot of issues later on with safety, with animal care, proper treatment of animals. I know that they were very problematical, I think. I don't know anything about
that. That one was actually fairly good. I don't know why they shut down. I think it was just a change of management. And
I think the trend passed too.
Probably. It was.
Probably higher insurance. And on to 10 years ago. 3 in 4 days. Chemist plagued by break-ins. Lindock Pharmacy has had more than 1,000 boxes of pharmaceutical drugs stolen after being the victim of 3 separate break-ins in the space of 4 days. Thieves first targeted the chemist on Wednesday night, entering through a back window and stealing 10 boxes of Antinex sleeping tablets, which contained Valium. The thefts continued on Friday night when the same back window was again broken and used as a method of entry. This time, a further 5 boxes of Antinex and 600 boxes of Panadeine Forte were taken. Not deterred, the thieves then returned on Saturday night, slipping through a small gap made in the same back window before stealing a further 400 boxes of Panadeine Forte. Lindock Pharmacy owner Zachariah Gadala said he was at a loss to explain why his business was targeted so rigorously in such a short space of time. It's shocking how they can do it 3 times in a week, he said. I'd say they must have found that they could get in easily.
And they knew that they'd restock very quickly after the break-in, and the insurance would cover it. And why they have a little bit of a gap and a window to allow people in is beyond me after you've been broken into twice, but there you go.
Yeah. And also, I guess the drugs, they should be kept under lock and key inside the pharmacy.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the Panadeine you go into our local chemist shop and they're all out in open shelves. Yeah. They're not packing them away at night. So, once again, 25 years ago, but a big photograph of Mr. and Mrs. David Bowes with the
lion cub,
little Charlie. Very cute.
Oh, they are. They're lovely.
Yes. Mm. So that's it for this week, Jeanette.
That is indeed. Until next week.
Happy week to everyone.
Yes. For all life's signs.